Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Acharei Mot. After the death of the two sons of Aaron, this is how the portion starts. How do you deal with death? It continues into the work of the high priests in the temple in Yom Kippur. There is a strong connection between the element of death and Yom Kippur. The obvious connection is the fact that in Yom Kippur, the day of the judgment, we feel the world passing through us, in the fact that we are going to be gaining another year of living or death. The whole spirit of Yom Kippur was a spirit of a real big tension. The high priest goes inside the temple. We don't know if he's gonna survive. We have somebody to be there, the sub, if something happens to him. And the whole notion of today is a day of anointing, of judgment. Where are we going to go with that? And in the process of this day of Yom Kippur, there is an element that we try to avoid searching and looking for understanding. It's a weird thing where the high priest takes two goats. They look the same height, and he's doing a lottery. One is going to go to God and going to be sacrificed, and the second is going to go to hell. In Hebrew, Azazel. It's a mountain in the area of the Dead Sea, very steep, a lot of rocks. And a goat is going to be thrown away by a special person who's going to walk with the goat all the way to the desert. Such an important role. So this guy, this priest, does not have, an obligation to, you know, fast that day because he's walking in the desert. And that end process of throwing this goat into this mountain, the result is that his body is torn away and fully damaged. And this is another process in the judgment day for the Hebrews. What a weird situation, won't you think? I want to connect, for example, the story of this weird lottery. Where else do we see a lottery in the Bible? Actually, we see it several times. Think about it for a second. Number one, we see it in splitting Israel into different tribes. Different tribes are going to be picked, and this area is for him, and this area is for them. Then we see it also in the story of Joshua. You remember there's a person who steals something and hides it in his tent. They don't know who it is, so they do a lottery, and then they find it's this tribe of this, and this is the guy, until it's a Han. It's in the book of Joshua. When the book of Jonah, and there's who's making this storm happens, again, there's this lottery. I think the connection between those, and maybe there's another place that there's a lottery in the Bible, that some decisions are hard to make, or let's put it in a more sophisticated way, there are some decisions that only God can make. There's only some decisions that if people are going to complain how it happened, the way it happened, when you put it in the lottery's hand, you put it in God's hand. Why was it so important to do those goats process lottery in the day of Yom Kippur? We have time for lottery. Why was it important that this goat is going to be chosen this way or that way? I'll tell you on a secret. And the secret is that it's a very deep thing. And it's a weird thing, because in the day of Yom Kippur, there's almost a process that says, according to our sages, that there is evil inclination in the world. And it is processed in that place in the desert. In a way, in the time of judgment, when all in the angels and God himself is there dealing with finding good about the world, there is a process of finding bad. So you need to feed him a bit. And you feed this goat, or you give and you sacrifice this goat, so-called, to this bad inclination. And in a way, you're making it relax. Now it's not your time. You're being fed. Of course, in the spiritual meaning, it's the fact that sometimes in life we need to know that when there is bad, when there is evil, it needs to find its place as well. How? Measure. When? Only when God decides. Maybe that's the thing. Only God can decide the when and the where. It's not in our hand. And when we're doing this lottery, the specific goat goes into the hand of the bad, and the bad is being chosen by God. And even the day of Yom Kippur, this bad becomes a righteous thing, a mitzvah. In another way, looking at it in the day of judgment, there's an even deeper meaning. And this is an explanation that was written by Rabbi Hirsch. You heard his name in the past by me, for me, is explains as follows. He explained that these two goats represent man himself. You are a person. You are a random creation. And you can choose to be bad or good. These two goats, they look the same. You all start in an even place. Don't blame the world and outside situations of the decision you make. And when you see this goat being elected by the lottery, it's almost by saying by chance, the decision to be good and to be bad is in your hand. Don't leave it to the end of chance. And in that moment, there's two goats. One goat is going to be treated very nicely. He's going to be walked into the desert, almost feeling this is the goat that really lives life, right? He's being spoiled, he's being taken, he's being taken care of. And in the other side, there's this goat who's being sacrificed. His life ends at that moment. What is the end goal? Some people think that life is about having fun, pride, going, glory, walking, doing things. It's like this goat who goes to nowhere. All this respect and looking and seeing other things are not what really counts. Dead body on the edge of the mountain, that's the end of it. Being sacrificed by God, by this goat, sometimes look that you decide to live less. The goat that walks and travels and does things and walks around symbolically looks like he's having fun. And the other one is being slaughtered, but it's in the name of God. And that moment in the temple, when you stop your life in the appearance, you're being sacrificing yourself. And your blood and the sacrifice of your life becomes the reason why the people are being forgotten. I think that the process of this lottery is telling the people a message. It's in your hand. It's random. Just like the lottery, you can decide good or evil. The process of the two goats is also connected to the beginning of the portion when the two sons of Aaron dies. In the time of death, people tend to look at things as random. Why did he die and what did he die? In the day of Yom Kippur, when God himself is making the decision to the two goats, we remember nothing happens for no reason. All controlled by God, all controlled by Hashem, no random.